Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hunker Down Guide show about hurricane preparedness. I'm Jamie Robe, your host. I'm a lifelong resident of Florida, so I've gone through many hurricanes and tropical storms, and I'm trying to share some of my learnings over the years in the School of Hard Knocks. I'm also, I guess, I was talking to a friend the other day, and she was actually saying that one of her hobbies is watching hurricanes. So I guess, you know, it's something that is always a factor at a certain time of year. And today's episode is Tropical Thursday, I call them, as we're actually releasing this on Friday morning. So got a little delayed here with the holidays for the July, but we are going to take a look at what's happening in the tropics. Again, I'm author of the book Day Before Disaster about hurricane preparedness for anyone. And we're going to take a look here at the website. So if you go to hunkerdownguide.com, you can follow along with this podcast, and we're going to go down to the hurricane tracking room, I call it, and let's do a little zoom in here. And, you know, luckily, right now, if you click on the Atlantic 7-Day Graphical Tropical Weather Outlook link here, you can see that the map for the Atlantic Basin says that there's no cyclone activity expected during the next 7 days. Now, again, these maps that I'm updating the site with for convenience sake, they're coming from the National Weather Service, NOAA, and National Hurricane Center. So if you want to see the source, you just click on that link at the bottom, and it takes you to the official website. I mean, there's always a write-up here, and you can see for the North Atlantic Basin, Caribbean Sea, and Gulf of Mexico, tropical cyclone formation is not expected during the next 7 days. So that's good news for the Atlantic. Now we can flip over to the Pacific. There is an area with a 20% chance, and you know, the Central Pacific, you can see Hawaii here in the center. It doesn't look like there is an imminent threat or anything like that going on in this area as well. So we are looking good right now for this coming week, it looks like. Again, you have to watch this because things can pop up. And that is, you know, one thing you can do. Another way to look at this is go to the hurricane models. Now, I track a bunch of different ones here, but, you know, GFS is a good model. So you just click on this viewer. Link takes you to Tropical Tidbits site, which is really great. I'm going to back out here a little bit so you can see the whole thing that's happening. You just drag this little movement here. You can push play, and you can see that there's a lot of dry air in the Atlantic. It's the brown or colors, and the blue are the low pressures. So whenever there's high pressure, it basically repels, you know, the low pressure, and the dry air, and all of this is probably because of El Nino, which is the area in the Pacific which is affecting the weather in the Atlantic and all around the world, actually. But right now, it looks like, you know, out into the future, we're looking good in this side. So again, this is a couple tools on the website that you can look at that are really helpful. And the other thing I will mention, though, is, you know, this, again, we are in the hurricane season. We're starting the month of July, so we've gone through June. There was one named Storm Arthur early on, if you remember, that did cause a lot of rain events in some of the states. But one thing I kind of look at is the sea surface temperatures. So this map here of the Atlantic side, you can see again, I'll back out so we can see the scale here. But look at the Gulf. The Gulf is almost at the high end of the scale already. And so there is a lot of heat close in. And the thing, even though there's wind shear and dry air and all this other stuff, if something does develop and spin up close by, these sea surface temperatures could be a fuel for the hurricanes to intensify rapidly close in. So just something to keep track of. You can look at, there's a couple of different maps on the site. This one's kind of cool. It actually has the temperatures in Fahrenheit. So you can see there, it is warm in that Gulf area. And that, again, you can see the Gulf Stream on this one. You can see where it comes around and goes up into the North Atlantic and taking some of this heat out of here. But this basically is like a hot bathtub, and it's just going to get hotter and hotter. So those are just some of the things on the website. I invite you to come to hunkerdownguide.com and take a look at it anytime. Again, these are updated all the time, and we keep adding new things as we find it. Just to mention, we are been putting out some podcasts on this Hurricane Plan 101. So again, we're all about preparedness. This is a free course that I have on the website. So you go over to the left and click that. You can there'll be a button. You can just join it. And all I ask is your email address to join the website. That's it. Again, if you want to dig deeper into some of the stuff, I have the book Day Before Disaster, A Procrastinator's Guide to Hurricane Preparedness, and I invite you to take a look at that. It covers these things as well. So with that, I'll wish you a happy 4th of July weekend here in the U.S. It's the 250th anniversary of the founding of our country. So I hope you all have a safe and hurricane-free 4th of July weekend.